Tell me when. Wait, was it going then?
Hey friends,
welcome to Inside Out Growth Podcast,
hosted by me, Molly,
and me, Paris.
From fitness to friendships
and self-love to studies, we're here as your friends.
So chill out
and relax
whilst we help you to grow on the inside
to glow on the outside.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Inside Out Growth Podcast. This is episode 6 and I'm not with Paris today. I'm still in Colombia, as she mentioned last week. And I'm in Colombia visiting our very special guest on today's podcast, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, Jimmy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. It's so nice to have you out here. It's brilliant.
It has been so nice, guys. We're literally sat on the beach right now recording this podcast. And it's so peaceful, just watching the water, enjoying the heat.
Yeah, it's been so lovely.
Honestly, it's
so good.
A very well-deserved break, I think.
100%.
Following on from episode 4, we talked about like how rest is actually so productive. Like, I know after this break, I'm going to be ready to go back and smash my final term at university.
You've done absolutely amazing. Like, it's been a very, very tough term with dissertation stuff, so.
I feel like as well, I've noticed a difference in you. I feel like you're just you feel very like zen. And if you don't know, guys, well, you probably won't know, actually. Jimmy is on a year abroad at the minute. So he studies Spanish and French at the same university as me and Paris. And he's on his year abroad. So he was in Paris until December and came out to Colombia in February. And he's here till May.
And it's been unreal. It's been really good fun. Tricky being away from home and you, Molly, and just not being able to see people, but it's been a really cool challenge and it's so beautiful out here, so I've had a great time.
It's like honestly a different world. It's so lovely and I feel like you're probably the same. It's like you have no responsibilities. It just feels
I think there's
none of the English worries.
none of the classic ones you get in the UK. Mm-hmm. It's nice to be in a different environment, different experience, so it's been nice to stay away from that.
I've really noticed the difference in like your kind of like vibe and your aura. I feel like you're very like, I don't know, a lot more happier.
No, I don't know if I'm happier, but I think I feel more like you say, I don't have the pressures that I would normally in the UK. And I think being away from uni is really nice because I only have a few bits of work to do for like Spanish and French writing. So nice to be away from it.
Okay, well, Jimmy is an avid Inside Out Growth podcast listener. He proof listens to all of our podcasts.
Yeah, every time.
We always have this thing every time we finish a podcast. We're like, oh my gosh, was that really, really bad? Like, and then we just wait for Jimmy's approval to be like, yeah, no, guys, don't worry. Like, it was absolutely fine.
I don't know why I have this pressure, but
But anyway, as you are a veteran podcast listener, well, our podcast listener, give us your wow. What's your win of the week?
My win of the week this week, it has to be you coming out to Colombia and safely, because there was a bit of a worry when you and Heathrow on the plane and you couldn't, I thought I'd missed saying have a safe flight and like sending all those messages and I couldn't send it to you because I don't know if the airplane mode was on. Anyway,
guys, literally messaged me on like all of my social media because we were WhatsApping and I was using the airport Wi-Fi and then all of a sudden like it just stopped when I got on the plane. And it came back, like I had like one bar of signal, like all of a sudden I just got like 6 notifications through like all of my socials being like, have a safe flight, I love you, because he wouldn't like send through on WhatsApp, which is so sweet. Like, honestly, it just made it so much
better. Yeah, that made the win of the week definitely more enjoyable when she came to the airport and I saw her and it was just, that was amazing.
That was such a good feeling. I think my win of the week would probably be yesterday, Jimmy, because Jimmy's like working for a foundation out here, so he holds like activities and classes with like the local kids in the local area, and he was doing a sports club yesterday, and I was kind of like proud of like how I went along and like participated as well, because I don't know, first things like that can be a little bit reserved and maybe not want to like get involved, but no, I really enjoyed it. It was so much fun, and it does just show you, it's like a reminder that you should just take every opportunity that you get, because I honestly had like the best time. Mm-hmm. And it was so, the kids were so cute and it was so fun to like run around with them and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyways, rack track. Me and Jimmy haven't really been, I mean, we haven't been training properly, like, out here. There's a gym, but it's very kind of like makeshift.
Yeah, it's rudimentary.
Rudimentary. But we've been doing our best. Literally just having like fun sessions, doing whatever we want. But my rack track, I think, is definitely Crazy in Love, Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah, it's a banger. Never fails to just get you in the mood, I think, for some lifts. It's really good.
Give us your rack track then, Jim.
Yeah, mine is Number One by Tinchy Strident and Dubs.
That was, yeah.
So good. Always gets me.
We had that on this morning whilst we were doing our little mini. Yeah, absolutely. It's also been fun because we'll talk about this later, like, doing workouts that you like actually enjoy, but like we did the exact same workout and I actually uploaded a reel on my Instagram at @grey.withmol, which was like our workout yesterday, and it was just so much fun to do the same thing for once. Like, I don't think, like, when you're actually training for a specific goal or like you're doing a strength block or a volume block or whatever, like, it's very hard to do the same things, especially if you're in like a commercial gym. It just doesn't really work. But no, it's been like a luxury here.
Yeah, it's nice because normally you just have to sort of let each other do our own session.
Just like wave at each other across the gym. Yeah.
But that's about it. No, it's been lovely.
So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about finding your thing. And obviously this is like quite relevant to fitness, but also life as well, life in general. Jimmy is incredible. He's been playing sports ever since he was little. Not like me, who used to like find every excuse under the sun not to do PE.
Yeah.
And I think recently, well, I don't know, when did you like discover that you had a love for like the gym and training?
Well,
like, what was your, like, take us on your sort of like fitness journey or your like sports journey.
Yeah, so I guess as a kid, I was really fortunate. I was exposed to loads of different sports, played loads of different positions I just played rugby, so just a prop. But, so I played loads of different sports, had loads of experiences playing football, hockey, tennis, rugby, pretty much most sports that you can play in the UK. I had a fantastic time. I love the team atmosphere and team environment. That's like a really big part of why I enjoy participating in sports like rugby, for example. Growing up, I was never really, I don't think I've fully appreciated the role of gym in helping you progress and get better at sport. I think I was a bit naive when it came to that. I never really fully 100% committed to making sure that my strength and conditioning was sufficient for the level of rugby I wanted to play, or tennis or whatever. I think my main sort of turning point was the last years at school, when I really started to notice that it was important to get fitter, get stronger, and get in the gym. And basically, as soon as I got in the gym and started seeing any form of results, I absolutely loved it and fell completely in love with the process. And that then led into lockdown, and I had an absolutely class 6 months of just being able to gym with my brother, because we're really good mates, so it's lovely to just have that time. So I guess
also such a luxury for you guys to be able to like go to the gym in lockdown, because a lot of people like who trained beforehand couldn't, like, in the sense that gyms were shut. And
so lucky. It's nice to have an amazing training partner in my brother, but B, we're so fortunate that we live on a beautiful farm, and we had loads of space to roam and run, and we had a few weights to lift as well. So that was, I'm so fortunate with that, and also with growing up with loads of sports. So yeah, I think kind of the stars aligned for me to fall in love with the gym, and it's definitely worked that way. So yeah, that's kind of where I am today. I think coming to uni and seeing like specific rugby gym sessions and how they work and how they get programmed is really cool, and kind of showed me what types of gym workout I do like and what types I don't like. I do like going to the gym. I love the process, and especially when I can translate it into kind of helping me be better at rugby or the sports I want to play. It's something that I love doing. So
do you feel like as you've kind of gone through life, you've found your thing? Like, you've tried a lot of things. How did you know fundamentally what you like and what you don't like? Because even like things that you originally liked, you might not like anymore. Like,
I think like you say, you grow as a person, and especially throughout your teenage years, that's a pretty major shifts in what you like and what you don't like. And I think for me, the biggest thing that I kind of left behind a little bit through my teenage years was I played loads and loads of tennis when I was younger, and kind of shifted away from playing it because I didn't like as much the pressure just playing by myself. I didn't like that, and I figured out that I love playing in a team. But I mean, it goes to loads of different areas, like this thing about finding what is enjoyable for you and what you like doing. And I guess, yeah, it's beyond just sport and going to the gym. It's, I don't know, like for me, it, beyond just like playing sport and stuff, I realized a few years ago, I absolutely love watching films and engaging with them and talking to people about it. And that's kind of been an external thing. But yeah, like it's just as you grow as a person, you become attached to things, you lose connections with things, and it's just how you grow as a person. So
I think that's important to like know that it's okay to let go and that you haven't failed yourself in any way.
No.
We were just actually talking about this morning. We just were like talking about the future kind of thing. And I was saying to Jimmy, like, when I started university, I had this goal that I was going to go into politics after. I was going to be like really successful politician, like all of this. And then last summer, I just kind of had this realization that I just didn't want to do that, and that wasn't what would have like made me happy. And I had like an internship lined up in the summer that was kind of politics related, and last minute decided to just ditch that and do my PT course. And I found that so hard to do, because I was like, I told myself ever since I was in like year six, in my year six assembly, I literally stood up and I was like, when I grow up, I'm going to be prime minister. Like, and then to have that goal for your whole life, then get to the age where you have to start putting things in place to sort of secure your future goals, all of a sudden be like, wait, I actually don't want to do this. It's quite a scary thing, but you do have to get comfortable with like letting go and realizing that actually, as you grow, as you said, what you thought was your thing may actually just completely not be. Like, I still love politics, but I think, I don't know, I'd done some sort of like experience. I had quite a lot of political experience, and then just realized that actually it's very not.
Yeah.
Doesn't align with my morals. There we go.
Yeah, but I think that. it boils down to just trying it.
Yeah, and
I guess
exactly.
You had that narrative that you attached to, but as soon as you try stuff, you try new stuff, and it's through those experiences of trying things that you end up discovering what you do like, and sometimes more importantly, like you say, what you don't like.
Yeah.
And you can, it's scary to let go of things that you become attached to and you built this narrative around, but actually it's some of the most liberating. And because it frees up so much of your time, like it allows you to explore different things and try new challenges rather than kind of half-heartedly keeping it along because of some narrative you built up in yourself. It's tricky, but it's important.
Well, you don't grow in your comfort zone, do you?
No. 100%.
That's what I actually really admired about you coming out to Colombia, because as I said, Jimmy studies French and Spanish, and for his Spanish part of his year abroad, he literally could have just gone to Spain, like could have gone to Barcelona. And there's nothing wrong with that, like absolutely nothing wrong with that. Like super cool, like so many cool experiences here. But instead he decided to come to Colombia by himself, not knowing anybody, like not knowing what he was getting himself into. And I think that's just like insane.
Yeah.
And you were, I know that you were definitely in two minds, like, oh my gosh, should I, shouldn't I? Like it was scary. But the fact you were just like, well, like the worst thing that's going to happen is I don't enjoy it. Like, can just come home.
And I think having that attitude is important. And like you say, it's not easy. It was scary. But I think like embracing the challenge and wanting to do stuff because it's challenging is really important. Because I think, I've been definitely inspired by some of the stuff that you do and the way you've just completely upped and absolutely smashed it and going for your PT training. Starting this podcast with Paris is unreal. You guys are absolutely smashing it, and I think that really has given me like energy to come and try new stuff.
I'm blushing.
And it's just I think as well, like the people around you are really important with that kind of thing. I think
definitely.
It's easy to stay in your comfort zone in the same environment. I just have a brilliant group of friends, and my family as well are so supportive of me going out and trying new things, and I think that's important as well, and can help you, can ultimately be the difference between you like between me coming to Colombia or not. Yeah, I think it's not, I think it's the wrong way to say it's playing it safe going somewhere like Barcelona, but it's a positive thing of doing something challenging and coming to Colombia.
Exactly.
I've not looked back, basically. It's been hard, but really rewarding. I've learned a lot.
I think the take home message from like this bit then, like just to round up like what we've both just been talking about, is that like to find your thing, you have to try new things and always know that if you don't like something or you don't like somewhere, there's always a way out. Like, for example, if you wanted to try a new food that you've never tried before, if you don't like it, literally you can just spit it out. You know, if you want to try, you know, you want to try a new sport that you've never played before, if you don't like it, you don't have to do it again. Like, but at least you know.
Mm-hmm. At least you've done it and tried it. And it's just knowing. It's knowing that you've tried something and done your best. Because like you say, the worst that can happen is you don't like it.
I think another thing to kind of come from finding your thing is also finding comfort in the fact that your thing may not be the same as everybody else's.
Mm.
I think, I mean, for example, there's a lot of pressure now on girls and boys who want to get into fitness to lift weights. Like that's it's expected that, like, if you're going to go to the gym, if you're going to get a gym membership, you have to lift weights.
Mm.
And I think if you've got certain goals, like for example, if you have like a goal to like build muscle, like grow your glutes, like get bigger biceps, then like obviously part of that is like lifting weights. Like you can't really grow muscle without the progressive overload and lifting weights. But if you just want to exercise to feel good, you don't really have like a particular goal in mind, then you can do whatever you want. You don't have to, you know, just because you're scrolling through Instagram, seeing reels, seeing pictures, videos of people working out and lifting weights, doesn't mean that you have to do that. Because I know that a lot of people don't actually enjoy it. And I guess it's actually, I don't know what you think, Jimmy, but like amongst boys, I think there's quite a lot of pressure to work out or to kind of do fitness that's going to build your like biceps, like make your abs pop, like get a six pack.
Mm.
Whereas actually that isn't like the goal for...
No, yeah, I think it's important to, like with finding our new thing, it's at the same time as clarifying what you want and what goals you have.
Mm.
So... Yeah, evidently the goal, evidently the goals are going to orientate you and make you pursue it in a certain way. So different ways of lifting weights, different types of training, that's going to inform it. But at the same time, there's not one size fits all way of getting to your goals. There's so many different ways of getting there, and you don't have to follow a specific plan or like you say, exactly. On Instagram, you have guys that are like, want to grow your chest, want to get massive arms. And they'll show like, this is the only like session you'll ever need to do it. And it will be like just press ups and stuff. But I mean, all of that kind of stuff is very toxic. And I think there's an underlying big issue when it comes to talking about kind of men's body image issues, which are quite prevalent as well.
Mm.
But I think, it's finding a way to pursue your goals in a way that you enjoy, because you can easily, if your goal is to grow some muscle, you can do that in the gym. You can do that in lots of different ways and in lots of different sessions. You can use CrossFit. You can use loads of different strategies and techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to use your time differently, you can do that. But I think it's just clarifying what you want to do, find your goal and then pursuing it. But there's no, like I said, from my experience, you can't just follow exactly what someone else has done.
Because, exactly.
Like you guys have said in other episodes, everyone's different. Everyone's got unique tastes. Everyone's got unique bodies.
Yeah.
It's finding what works for you, but trying stuff first. And you can't find anything out without challenging yourself and just doing something. I think action is so important, and people sometimes scared about it. You just got to crack on and smash it. Otherwise, you're not gonna learn anything.
I think a good way of like approaching things like this is just to see everything as inspiration. But not necessarily like a comparison inspiration. So for example, like you see, you know, like you're scrolling through Instagram, you see Jimmy's like doing this amazing thing in Colombia, like teaching children. You're like, wow, I really want to do that. Like this is going to be my inspiration. And, you know, you can search up something similar, maybe not Colombia, but a country that you've always wanted to go to. Like you don't always have to do the same thing. Similarly, you're scrolling through Instagram, you see a workout reel. You're like, wow, like, you know, this looks cool. These look like fun movements. And you see another one, and you find that you see some more exercises, some different exercises. You can put them all together and just try. You don't have to follow, you know, if someone's saying do this to get big biceps, like I can assure you that like the four exercises that they're promoting are like four of many, many, many that will help to grow your biceps.
Yeah.
And also, like, I mean, as Paris and I have said before, it's about like progressive overload when it comes to muscle growth as well. So as long as you're progressively overloading any muscle that targets your biceps, they'll grow.
I think that's a really, really good point about inspiration. And even just like listening to this podcast, what we're saying and talking about, you need to like take it as inspiration. It's not, no one ever is going to have the perfect answer to everything. And no one's going to be speaking the word of God when it comes to any type of exercise, workout, whatever, or how to approach things. But it's taking inspiration and trying, like you say, exactly trying it in loads of different facets, loads of different like parts of life, right? Whether it's in the gym or just when you're, I don't know, at home and you want to start looking at, I don't know, applying for jobs or anything. It's just taking inspiration from what other people are doing and remixing it and making it your own. And
remixing it. I like that, but never comparing. I know that Paris, we listened to we sat on the beach yesterday and listened to Paris's episode, which is really sweet. It was like nice. I don't know, I love listening back to them because it just really does feel like that. And she had basically spoken about the comparison trap, which is, you know, really quite an important issue. So if you haven't listened to that, I would definitely recommend going back to episode 5 and listening to Paris's little bit on that. But it's so important not to compare yourself to other people. Like, comparison really is a thief of all joy. And if you're looking at what someone's doing and it's making you feel bad about yourself, then, you know, you have to kind of like take yourself out of the situation and try and shift the mindset a bit to realize, like, instead of like, oh, Jimmy's in Colombia whilst I'm sat at home doing nothing, it could be like, oh, Jimmy's in Colombia doing this really cool thing, I'm going to see like how possible it is for me to do that, like something similar. Or, wow, Jimmy's in Colombia doing this amazing thing, but like I've got this going on back home, which is super cool, and like I enjoy it. You know, you don't have to, you don't have to compare yourself to it. I just said that because you mentioned jobs, and I feel like at university in like second and third year, there's definitely a lot of pressure just to start applying to loads of things just because you see other people are.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And I think it ends up, or that results in you applying to things that you actually don't want to do, and then being stuck maybe with a job, or like stressing for an interview for a job that you actually don't want to do or you don't want to go into. You know, a lot of people now, I don't know whether it's just because I study history, but a lot of people are like going for law conversions, and they're like, I don't even want to do law, but I just feel like I have to do something. Like, I just, you know, that whole stressful thing. And I'm like, well, you only feel like you have to do something because you're seeing that someone else is doing something.
Yeah. But again, that comes down to the fear of trying something new.
Yeah.
Because these are things that are all kind of tried and tested by other people. It's almost like, and some people, granted, they absolutely love it and they'll pursue it and it'll be a fantastic fit for them. But using like kind of a, like exactly this kind of, you can kind of translate it into the gym, like this exactly the same workout might not bring you exactly the same rewards when it comes to happiness and enjoyment of life. So it's really just taking that like jump to be like, I'm not going to do the same as everyone else, not because like it doesn't sound appealing, but because I want to try something new. But at the same time, if you do want to go down that route, it's just, if you do want to do it, then try it.
Like, yeah,
you've tried these experiences in politics and it wasn't for you. But you can't say that, oh, I've lost love of it, because you didn't just come from not having tried it, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's the thing. Finding your thing today is what we've been talking about. And like, you need to just try. Just really push that little bit. Push against that wall that's kind of keeping you in. And you might find that you like push it over and there's this like beautiful Colombian river that we're looking at now. And it's just putting that as much effort as you can into that. But sometimes you need like an army of friends behind you to, if you do push that wall over and there's something scary, you've got your friends behind you to back you up. And I think that's really key and something that I'm so, so fortunate to have.
Yeah.
And having loved ones like I do, I'm so, so fortunate. So.
Wow. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm just distracted by this bird that's flying past. Did you see beautiful. That bird, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Sorry. this is such a little detail. Wow.
Wow.
And I guess as well, just like striking that balance, I think like it's completely okay to, I mean, obviously the whole purpose of this podcast has been to encourage you guys to try new things in order to find your thing. but it is completely okay if like you're seeing that someone else is like, you know, it's doing something and you genuinely have no interest in it. Like, you don't have to try absolutely everything that is out there, but if something does like tick your fancy and you're like umming and ahhing a bit, then 100% go for it. Yeah. But like, for example, for me, like the thought of doing a master's, for example, is just absolutely out of the question. Like, I feel like I'm so academically spent that I could not do another year of university. And I feel like a lot of people feel the same, but then they hear that someone else is doing a master's and they're like, oh, like, I just feel like I should do it because, like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. And like, but if, you know, if, I mean, I definitely had that a bit last year. I was like, should I be doing a master's? Because I really don't know what I want to do after university necessarily. And then I kind of took myself out of the situation and I was like, I know that even if I tried this, I would hate it. And I think it is okay, like in some circumstances, especially with massive decisions like that, to be like, okay, I know that I wouldn't enjoy it. But that was because obviously at the time I'm still in university. I know that like I don't really love like the whole learning and examination, writing essays system. So then I know that I wouldn't enjoy that for another year.
And it's just, but like at the same time, if a master's is something that intrigues you and you do want to try and learn something new, then go ahead and do that.
100%. But I guess this all does come down to the fact that you can't compare to anyone else. Like, your life is your life. You need to live it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as Paris said in the last episode, like, we've spoken about this so much, but like, you are the only person that's going to be with you for the whole of your life. That's a mad thought, like from birth to death, like you're the only person that's going to be there. So you need to really do things for yourself.
Yeah.
There is no point comparing yourself to other people in any aspect of life.
Yeah. And I guess like it's important to recognize that, but there is some times when you're going to be in those situations where you do end up, I guess like looking at someone and thinking, oh, wow, well, that's awesome. I wish I could do that. Or I think that's really cool and I'm not there yet. But It's almost impossible to completely ignore that and get that out of your head. But it's kind of like checking yourself and realizing, okay, well, am I doing this because it's for me and I actually really think it's something I want to do? Or is it something that maybe has been influenced by feelings of lack that like in comparison to other people? So it's just recognizing and like catching yourself, I guess, in those periods where you're like, oh my goodness, like, who is this person? I don't even know them that well, but they're doing this. But yeah, it's
kind of shifting from comparison to inspiration, but with the same kind of like reel in of like your mindset to be like, oh, like, that's really cool they're doing that, but I just know I wouldn't want to do that. Or that's really cool they're doing that, I'm gonna try doing that.
Yeah.
Or it's really cool they're doing that, I'm gonna try doing that, but slightly different.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I guess like the final kind of take home point of this podcast, just to like sum the whole podcast up, about finding your thing, is honestly, guys, like, just go out and see what's out there, see the world.
Yeah. Experience new things. You'll find things that you'll love, and you'll find things that you used to love and you don't love anymore. Because that's the whole point of
growth
and being who you are. So. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
Thank you for coming on. It's been so
very
nice.
Very grateful.
Jimmy's like my kind of bank of wisdom. Whenever I'm like struggling to navigate anything in life, I'm just like, Jimmy! And he'll send me through some, like,
where this wisdom come from. It's not my
honestly,
wisdom.
Honestly, it's insane.
It's all just regurgitation, but no.
In like previous podcasts, I've been like, oh yeah, Jimmy says, because he's just so much wisdom on the inside. And it's really good to be able to be like, have a little kind of like support system. Very lucky. Anyway, guys, I hope that you are having a great week and hope the rest of your week is really good, and we'll speak to you next week.
Awesome. Bye.